Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The legal fight over road construction in the Bitterroot National Forest reaching a major turning point this week. Judge Dana Christensen issuing a final order striking down the road density provisions of the Forest Service's Amendment 40. The decision effectively restores previous stricter limits on road building in the area. The court found that federal agencies failed to adequately evaluate how new roads and increased motorized use could impact the habitats of threatened species, specifically grizzly bears and bull trout. Earth Justice, the legal team representing conservation groups in the suit, is praising the ruling, as you might expect. Attorney Maxine Sugarman says the decision gives those iconic species a fighting chance for survival, preventing any harmful new road construction in the Bitterroot National Forest in the immediate future. While Wyoming launches a new focus effort to catch drug smugglers using the state's interstate highway corridors, federal prosecutors in Montana are also keeping the pressure on major drug dealers. Tracy Taylor reports that includes a Billings man who's headed to prison.
A Billings man has been sentenced to more than 6 years in federal prison for trafficking methamphetamine. Federal prosecutors say 41-year-old Derek Lee Moore received a sentence of 6 years and 5 months after pleading guilty to possession with intent to distribute meth. Investigators say police found nearly a quarter pound of meth, a glass pipe, cash, and what appeared to be a drug ledger inside Moore's backpack during an encounter at a Billings Walmart in September of 2023. The FBI investigated the case. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Grizzly bear management in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming could look different in the future as federal officials propose a new approach. In a joint announcement yesterday in Gallatin County, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte joining his counterparts from Wyoming and Idaho and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to announce the new plan. The new rule would grant state agencies much more flexibility in managing grizzly bears in regions where the population has reached or exceeded federal recovery benchmarks, specifically Yellowstone and the Northern Divide. This is the Montana State News Network.
Hi,